Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. Affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, National Security Minister to be summoned before Parliament over a survey conducted by the National Intelligence Bureau on the preferred choice of a running mate for MPP flag bearer. We'll hear from MP for North Town, Samuel Kujeto Ablakwa, who says the Bureau abused its office.
Now, how much has been spent on this? Look, in the coming days, I'm going to hold the National Security Minister to tell us.
Also coming up, a police officer reported dead after a Kia truck crashed him at Gumwa Importer Checkpoint on the Kaswa-Winneba Highway in the central region. We have details plus the latest on the NSM Kill 2024 as Bogatanga Girls SHS resurfaces at the national tournament after a four-year miss out.
Anyone who comes our way, we are destroying that person.
My name is Daryl Kwa. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. MP for North Town, Samuel Kujeto Ablakwa, has given indication that the National Security Minister will be held before Parliament over a survey conducted by the National Intelligence Bureau, NIB, detailing the preferred choice of a running mate for MPP flag bearer Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. The leaked survey conducted among MPP delegates projected Energy Minister Matthew Opoku-Prempeh as the most preferred choice. However, the NIB has been criticized for breaching its mandate. Speaking on Newsfile, Mr. Ablakwa said the Bureau has abused its office and must provide answers.
If they want to conduct a poll on who best should be the running mate of an MPP candidate, there are so many organizations in this country, academics in the universities. Go and engage them with your party money, dues from your members. Don't use our organization, a state-run organization, run with our taxes. This is abuse of office.
Will this be new?
How does choosing Napo, Dumchum, or whoever become relevant to the national security interests of our country? Serious mandate given to this body. And you go about conducting MPP polls with my taxpayers' money? Ghana does not lack pollsters. Credible ones are that. Take MPP money from MPP dues. Now, how much has been spent on this? Look, in the coming days, I'm going to hold the National Security Minister to tell us which part of the law allows our internal security agency that should be protecting us from counterterrorism. Look, all the reports I have seen as ranking member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, we ought to be worried.
Political risk economist Theo Champon agrees the National Intelligence Bureau abused its office by conducting the poll.
You know, I think it amounts to abuse of office to an extent that if the party really wants to conduct poll and even poll its members, there are people, the organizations out there that can do that for them.
And they've been doing that anyway.
The optics don't look good. I've heard people make argument that, oh, but in the past, similar polls and things have been made. But if you actually look at the mandate of the NIB, and Sami read aspects of the law, vis-a-vis what's actually been done here, I struggle to be interested in all of this in terms of this polling.
You had a political risk economist, Dr. Theo Echampon, speak on Newsfile. Some disturbing news from the central region. A police officer who has been identified as Stephen Nikwe, stationed at the Winneba Divisional Police Command, has met his untimely death after a Kia truck crashed him at Gomwa Importer Checkpoint on the Kaswa-Winneba Highway. The unfortunate incident happened yesterday around 11 p.m. According to reports, the police had stopped a car at the checkpoint whilst a Kia truck from behind crashed him. Information gathered indicates the sleeping Kia driver first hit two cars before hitting the metal at the police checkpoint and ran over the officer. Three persons who were on board have been injured as well, all receiving treatment at the Winneba Trauma and Specialist Hospital. Meanwhile, the body of the deceased police officer has also been deposited at the Winneba Trauma and Specialist Hospital mortuary for autopsy and preservation whilst the investigation is going on. Turning to other news, Majority Chief Whip Frank Anodompre has claimed in Parliament that government has settled a significant portion of the debt owed the West Africa Examination Council, WAEC. WAEC has said that it might have to postpone the upcoming Basic Education Certificate Examination, BECE, due to financial constraints imposed on it due to the debt. Speaking on the floor of the House, Bole Bamboi MP Yusuf Sulemana charged the Education Minister to focus on clearing that debt instead of pushing, quote, unwanted bills through Parliament.
Today as we speak, WAEC is complaining that they do not even have money to conduct BECE exams. That is what we should pay attention to. We don't see that to the agents, and we don't see that as an issue that we should address immediately. What we are talking about is taking national service bill and the certificate of agency. When in nature for this country, BECE is to be written very soon, and WAEC is unable to raise money to do it, and nobody's talking about that. I think that the minister should be interested in raising money for WAEC to be able to conduct BEC exams for our children.
But the Majority Chief Whip Frank Anodompre offered a clarification, claiming he has been informed together with the minority leadership that up to 80 million cedis out of the almost 100 million debt has been cleared.
On the matter of releasing to WAEC, Chief Whip will bear me out. When this morning we came to the chamber, the ranking member raised it, and I have details of it here. No, you are not listening. Please, come. He raised issues about release to WAEC for the conduct of exams. And the ranking member, the respected ranking member, gave me copies. So myself and the Chief Whip, we followed up. And we spoke to the Minister of State, Honorable Abinor Saisai. She got back to the ministry, did all the checks, and confirmed that indeed they have made significant release. Significant. Well, please, listen to me. So we are told an amount of 80 million has been released. So please. My colleague can make all his points, but he should stay clear of that. The matter has been dealt with.
You had our Majority Chief Whip there, Frank Anodompre. The Food and Drugs Authority is inviting Ghanaian celebrities to join in the war against alcohol consumption among the youth. The Supreme Court this week upheld a directive by the FDA banning known personalities from advertising alcoholic products. The authority had explained that due to the influential nature of these showbiz personalities, alcohol advertisements they are involved in could push minors into alcoholism. Deputy Chief Executive at the FDA, Roderick Dadeje, tells Joy News the authority is worried about the effects of alcohol on the youth.
And in the law, it says that well-known people, it's not that we have put our eyes on celebrities. In fact, we would rather that they should join us in what we are doing so that we'll be able to save our children. It's a national responsibility that we are undertaking. And we are grateful for what the courts have done. We are not saying that they should feel peeved off. That is
those who rather
they should join hands with us so that we'll be able to work together and then make sure that alcohol doesn't bring us down. Alcohol is a very powerful chemical. You may take it for recreational purposes, but it also has its other side.
But again, you forward, there's a law which says that media houses cannot advertise alcoholic products before 8 p.m.
Exactly. So you should also be pointing your fingers at
this. Only do so after 8 p.m.
Yes.
But here again, I'm watching a satellite television. I'm watching at midday in the morning.
Yes.
And I see alcoholic products being advertised on these satellite televisions.
Those are the issues. We are living in a technological world.
Right.
Different things come up from time to time. So this is also a bridge that we have reached. We will need to cross it. We have had some discussions. There's even been some Ghanaians who have even had their products advertised
outside.
Of course,
and we see it on this satellite television I'm watching.
Exactly. And then we are going for, was one case that we had. We asked that person that the person was, the person's company is here in Ghana and it falls under the purview of the Food and Drugs Authority. And by law, we don't accept it. So wherever that advert is coming from, they need to go after it or take it. Otherwise, the Food and Drugs Authority will take them on.
Well, the top 10 causes of death in Ghana, according to the Birth and Death Registry, are all alcohol-related. National Coordinator of Ghana's Non-Communicable Diseases, Labram Musa, says the ruling came at the right time.
It brings some form of finality to the fact that we need to protect public health from commercial interests of few individuals. And the disease burden, as far as chronic non-communicable diseases, is very alarming in the country. The country is bearing the brunt of it, both the individuals, families, and the country as a whole. You know, recently we had at the Kofuna Teaching Hospital when the renal center was closed. It was closed because of the extent to which people are amassing to the place to seek for care. And the fact that the facility probably is unable to, you know, to accommodate this number of persons, the diabetes, you know, the hypertension, the stroke, and then also cardiovascular disease, heart diseases. And all of these diseases I've mentioned, most of them are as a result of, you know, consumption of health-harming products, which tobacco, which alcohol is a major contributing factor.
That was National Coordinator of Ghana's Non-Communicable Diseases, Labram Musa. Now, turning to some NSMQ news, Bogatanga Girls SHS is returning to the national tournament of the National Science and Math Quiz after a four-year miss out. The school, following its last national participation in 2019, has suffered consecutive defeats at the regional qualifiers. But the Virtuous Ladies in the Upper East Regional Capital, like a resurrected phoenix from its ashes, are aiming to soar higher in this year's competition. Emmanuel Bright Quirk reports from Boga.
And definitely you would want to come and enjoy them as they qualify to the national tournament. Unfortunately, last year they were kicked out and missed out, but they are now back and they are promising a better performance.
It has been for like 2 to 3 years since we like haven't qualified, so like I'm very excited. I don't know what to say.
Anyone who comes our way, we are destroying that person.
Whether Prempeh, Kalechpeh, Sexin, Louis or whatsoever, we are in for them.
Going to destroy them?
Yes, please. We are going to demolish them.
Demolish them?
Yes, we are going to dismantle them. In fact, as we are here, we are just on heat.
And the students from Bogatanga Girls SHS, they tell me they are going to tear them down into pieces. Reporting for Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bantkwiku.
And keep following the National Science and Math Quiz competition here on Joy 99.7 FM. That report ending the news, a recap of our top stories. National Security Minister to be summoned before Parliament over a survey conducted by the National Intelligence Bureau on the preferred choice of a running mate for the MPP flag bearer. We heard from MP for North Town, Samuel Kujeto Ablakwa, who says the Bureau abused his office. Also, a police officer reported dead after a Kia truck crashed him at Gumwa Importer checkpoint on the Kasua Winneba Highway in the central region. There is more news on our website, myjoyonline.com. Sports Link with Nathaniel Atto comes up next.